Whether your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. One way to reduce the climate footprint of buildings is to switch from heating systems that burn oil or gas to ones that run on electricity. But Stephen Adell of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says for some old apartment buildings, that can be hard.
Multifamily buildings often have central systems. They may be old and inefficient, and it can be very difficult to retrofit some of these systems.
But recent research by his group suggests that new cold climate window-mounted heat pumps could make it easier and cheaper for buildings to go electric. The units, which get installed in each apartment, are efficient and provide both AC and heat. They're easier to install than other heat pump systems. They plug into a normal outlet and are simply placed in a window where they hang from the sill like a saddle so they don't block the view.
They are getting more common. The New York City Housing Authority has purchased significant quantities of them, installing them in some of their buildings. But there are also utilities, cities, and others that are installing them in a dozen different cities.
So window heat pumps could help heat and cool apartment buildings with much less climate warming pollution. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
We'll be right back. Welcome to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Jennifer, and today I am bringing you episode number 1964. And for this episode, I'll just be playing what I usually do, lots of new stuff. I do want to thank Carrie for putting together an awesome Halloween episode last week. When I realized that my episode was so close to Halloween, I was like, oh no, will I be expected to do a Halloween episode? I don't know if I can do it. And so I was relieved when I saw Carrie's Halloween episode last week, and I do thank you. It was a great episode. If you haven't listened to it yet, please do so. What did I start off with? I started off with a band from Colombia, Desencarnats, with the song Mística, and that is from their EP Saudade, released on, well, by the time it releases on Halloween, I'm recording this before Halloween, so I'm going to say it was released on Halloween, because you'll hear this after Halloween. Next up, Nevaja from Chicago with the song Pilas.
I'm not afraid to die.
All right, welcome back. You just heard Jacket Burner with the song Rewire My Brain, and that is off the Eat Shit and Die Digital LP released in October. Before Jacket Burner, you heard Split System. They're out of Melbourne. The name of the song, Pull the Trigger, and that is from their No Cops in Heaven and Pull the Trigger 7-inch. Before that, you heard Intel, Virtual Signal Fire. That is from their EP cassette release, Afterlife, which was released on Tetrion Tapes out of Buffalo. Before Intel, Kissland with the song Random One, and that is from their Girls Mignon, released not terribly recently, but I heard it for the first time, so I'm still going to count it. It was released in June, and they are out of Melbourne, and I really love them oh so much. And before that, you heard Gob with the song Infantino, and that is from the Do You Believe in Gob EP, released in October on Reckless Records. They are out of Perth, Australia. And then you heard Naveha with the song Pilas, and they are out of Chicago. That is from their recent release on Ragdoll Records. What am I going to bring you next? I am going to bring you Wife, and the name of the song is Splintered Smile.
What color is his eyes?
I don't know, he's always wearing shades.
Is he tall?
Wow.